ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिपोदितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन क्रतिता पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्ब त्वामनुसन्ददामि भगव गीते भवद्वेषिणीं नमोस्तु ते व्यासविशालपुत्रे पुल्लारविन्दायतपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णः प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानम् प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दोक्ता गोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्ससुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूतमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं यं ब्रह्म वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैस्साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानापस्थितदत्कतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यां न विदुसुरा सुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः. Can you do one thing? You take this sheet and give to people who don't have. ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ॐ शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतो वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः. ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः. अशुभानि निराचष्टे तनोति शुभसन्ततिं मृतिमात्रेण यत्पुंसा ब्रह्मतन्मङ्गलं परम् अतिकल्याणरूपत्वात् नित्यकल्याणसंश्रयात् स्मतॄणां वरदत्वा च ब्रह्मतन्मङ्गलं परम्. सरस्वति नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धेर्भवतु मे सदा. सर्वतः पाणिपादं तत सर्वतोक्षिशिरोमुखम् सर्वतश्रुतिमल्लोके सर्वमापृत्य तिष्ठति सर्वेन्द्रियगुणाभासं सर्वेन्द्रियगुणाभासं सर्वेन्द्रियविवर्जितम् असक्तं सर्वभृच्चैव निर्गुणं गुणभोक्तृच बहिरन्तश्च भूतानां अचरं चरमेव च सूक्ष्मत्वात्तदविज्ञेयं दूरस्थं चान्तिके च तत् अविभक्तं च भूतेषु विभक्तमिव च स्थितं भूतभर्तृ च तज्ज्ञेयं ग्रसिष्णु प्रपविष्णु च. Are you able to see all of you? That's right. Light is enough. So, well, entire 13th chapter as one sentence. And that sentence is Kshetram Kshetram Kshetramiti Kshetrani Sarva Kshetreshu. What? Mam Parmeshwaram Vidhi Janihi. That is one sentence. May you know clearly that in all the kshetras, all the physical body of living being, idam shariram kshetramiti abhidhiyate. This body is called kshetra mainly because it is known to you. It is a place where you do action through this counter. This is called kshetram. One who knows as this is called kshetrakya. One who does viveka, that I am not this, this is this, not me. Idam shariram. Idam means something different from me. And the name is kshetram, very, very technical word. Karma phala nivruttehe kshetramiti. Where the you enjoy the results of action through this counter and you create a cause for this result called papa punya also here. This physical body apatalamatya. From top to the top, hasta padadiman, karya karana sangataha, anna jayate iti, this body, physical body. And this has to be understood that it is the only known as this, it cannot be I. Though there is a mistake taking it to be I, but one who cognitively corrects the mistakes also and knows very clearly this is idam, this is pot, this is physical body, and we use all the time, this body of mine is not as active as it used to be. You also say this. And one who knows this body is known as kshetrakya. Kshetram idantaya prithaktaya drishyataya janati. One who appreciates the kshetram as what? This is available for cognition, available for handling. Drishyameva. Not for me, for all beings. One who objectifies the kshetram and not available for objectification, that kshetra janati, one who illumines, one who gives sattaspurti to the kshetra, that is called kshetra gyaha. Next thing was, every kshetram will have kshetrakya. Like agriculture area has a owner. Are there many knowers? Each knower different from other knower? Each knower competing with other knower? So therefore, atma nana. There are many atma. Atma vibhu. Vibhu means vyapakam. There are other fellows who tell, atma is one, but vyapakam. Kya baat hai?
Each atma is vyapakam. I don't know how they say that. So here, atma is anu, atma is vibhu. The kshetragya astitve na kopi shanka asti. Aham asmi asmin vishaye. In this area, nobody has got doubt whether aham asmi nava. I exist or not, nobody has doubt. But aham bhami, I shine all the time. That kshetragya is one amongst many, or it is one non-dual. This is the area that is called apurvata. Apurvata means what? By no other means of knowledge I can find out. Here comes the apurvata, the pramanya, the avashyakta, the need for Upanishad to walk in and tell me agyata gyapakam pramanam. What can never be known by any other means of knowledge, that alone it helps me to know agyata gyapakam. Swargam asti, I don't know. It tells there is a swargam and this is a way to reach swargam, and you have to qualify yourself to do this job and reach swargam. That is called what? Agyata gyapakam is there. Here comes the apurvata of the Gita, which is from Upanishad, Sarvopanishado Gavaha, that says that this kshetragyaha, the consciousness of the knower, gyatuhu swarupam, the kshetragya, mam means nitya, shuddha, buddha, mukta, swarupa, nirasta, sarva, upadhi, vedam, asansarinam, janihi. May you know, this you will never know from any other source. Only you know from me, from Upanishad, from Gita. What? The kshetragya is asansari. What is sansari? That which undergoes change in time is called sansari. The word samsara has to be taken in adhikaran. Sansarate asminiti samsara. One who undergoes lot of change in what? That is called samsara. Samsara lakshana is what? Idam ittam kahi na jaye. Idam ittam kahi na jaye. I say this is flower. Kahi na jaye. After 1 week will be what? After 1 month will be what? After 1 year will be what? Idam ittam kahi na jaye. I cannot say this is flower. Why? It will change. It will change. That is called samsara lakshanam. Everything, and that change also is not abrupt. Slow, steady, meaningfully, things are changing constantly. Suddenly you don't see today flower, tomorrow fruit. No. Slowly, even you don't feel, but it's constantly changing. Body is constantly changing. Every cell is constantly changing. Your mind is always changing. You can't complain. It is meant to be changing only. Everything what? Ignorance also what? It is also changing. Previously I did not know, no. Now I know. Like that everything is what? Kalo jagat pakshakah. Everything is subject to time. Therefore, this consciousness, is it subject to time? Asansarinam. Parameshwaram. Abba, big word he uses afterward. Dikshetragya is Parameshwara. Up to the 12th chapter, Parameshwara was very well brought. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina mastani sarva bhutani nachaham teshva vastitah nachamastani bhutani pashyame yogamaishwaram bhutavrunnacha bhutastah mamatma bhutabhavanah sutre manigana iva sarvam vai proktam all. And Arjuna could not understand Parameshwara. Some trick also he did. Vishwarupa darshana is a Bhagavan's trick. And terrified him totally. And showed him how is everything, Parameshwara. All vibhutis were talk. And suddenly he said, you Arjuna, it Kshetragya is Parameshwara. You can swallow a small fruit, but you can't swallow a pumpkin, correct? He has to swallow this big sentence. And Bhagavan makes it. How is it possible? Then he said, who is this asansarinam? He said, Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta Swarupa Parameshwaram. Now, Mahavakya Upadesha is over. Arjuna is again given instruction to do final adjustment. Already 12th chapter, Advishta Sarva Bhutana Maitra Karuna Evacha, already talk finished, ho gaya. One guna is there in the teacher, he is never tired of teaching with the same enthusiasm. Because sukshmatvat, duravagahyatvat, the what we talk is so subtle. And he also knew, he went through a lot of repetition. With a new model, he again repeats that to Arjuna. Do final adjustment. If you are using microscope anytime, looking bacteria, are you looking this cocci or bacillus or spore bearer bacteria? When you are looking through microscope, you can see and you are very happy, strained also, with the crystal blue, all this thing. They paint the bacteria with a dye. You see very clearly. Then you tell next guy, look, these are present. He sees nothing is seen. Why? He requires what? And they said, move this thing. Little final adjustment they do. Oh, is what? Adjustment is done. And then you need not make an effort. The bacteria is there, diet is there, your eyes have vision, and you see and say, yes, I need not say yes, oh is infinite. Similarly, Arjuna had done all this adjustment till require what? Final adjustment. Amanitpam madambitpam ahimsa. Again said, and Bhagavan said, now ready. Okay, kahu? Arjuna. And again started what? Anadimat param brahma nasatannadhuchyate. He said, anadimat param brahma gneyam yattat pravakshami yajnyatva amritam ashnute. Gnatva, not krutva. Knowing only. Haldi lage na fitkari rang chokha ave. I'm sorry, Hindi I'm taking. Na lage haldi, na lage pitkari, beautiful color come. Haldi lage na pitkari rang chokhave. Effortless. What time it takes to understand the tenth man, that is tenth man? There's no effort. Only thing required what? The sentence, you are dashamah, tvam asit. Correct? Bhavishyati. Is it like that? You were tenth man once upon a time, like that it tells? Or you will become tenth man in time by some metamorphosis? Is it like that? You will become tenth man, or you were tenth man, or I think you are tenth man? You look like tenth man. See, every person has got somebody like looks like him, you know. Do you get somebody who tells, you actually look like that guy? Then you want to know where is that guy. That guy is always in Timbuktu, somewhere. You never see that. Is it like that? You look like tenth man? are. Arm is what? Now. Not that that tenth man is you are tenth man. Soha, that called not Sahad, Soyam Devadatta is also not there. Tad desha kala vishishta, etat desha kala vishishta, tayoho ananyatvam. Not like that. You are means now only. See, I met you some 25 years ago. Now suddenly you pop up. I don't recognize you. Then you tell me, Swamiji, remember that boy whose birthday you went, the mischievous boy? Yes, that boy is me. You call what? That time, that place, and this time and this place, that was a handsome, nice boy, and this buffoonery, one earring, this fellow. So this is different. Two are different. That desha kala, etat desha kala, so different. But here is what? Now, abhi. What? You are tenth man. Not that that tenth man is this tenth man, no. You are Brahman, you are Parameshwara. And Gnatva Amrutatvam. Now one thing is that if I get eternality or Amrutatvam, knowing something other than me is not possible. If non-eternal knows something eternal, can it become eternal? No. Why? I cannot change my dharma. Flower cannot know something else and become other thing. It's not possible. Unless and only until I am Amrutatva, then only possible knowing I am Amrutatva, Amruta Swarupa. Not subject to time, limitless. Already said in second chapter also, Avinashi tu tadvitti. Yena sarvamidam tatam vinashamavyayasyasya nakaschit kartum arhati. Arjuna, you are one who is eternal. Time cannot touch you. Time cannot destroy you. You are not subject to time. You are not subject to birth. Therefore, you are not subject to what? Old age also. You may complain, but you are not old, understand? Old age and complaint are two together, okay? There is no person who is old and not complaining. But all complaining people are not old. But complaining fellow, old will be what? Complaining. You are not old also. That's all. Na jayate, na mriyate, ajo nitya shashvatoyam purana. Arjun must be so happy to understand this vakya. Anadimat param brahma. And it is beginningless. Not that once upon time I was a mortal and now slowly by teaching you AVGA I become immortal. No. Then you become mortal again after a few days. Why? See, people have these two things. When they are in America, they feel they are born. They have to report to the office again, report to home because other family, other one is there. Why you're late? So once you get married, you have to report two places. One to the boss, other to the local boss. Okay? Waiting. Why you're late? I came. This is 3 minutes you're late, honey. Okay. So this is called. So, ugly pichdi hai. You know? Ugly pichdi hai. You're so tied down. Samsara. Here a boss also will not be, boss is unmarried. And no other job. He sits in the office for 7 o'clock. So, when you read that, this fellow has come 2 hours earlier. He just take a glasses and look at you. That's enough for you. That's called enough. He has no wife, no children, nothing. He's sitting there. What can I do? I have to report there in time. Report home also what? She is also sitting with what? And so much thing tension. When I go to India, people are just sitting. I ask, what are you doing? I say, baithe. ऐसे ही बैठे कोई काम नहीं काम क्या है ऐसे ही बैठे हम लोग ऐसे ही बैठे हैं हंड्रेड्स ऑफ पीपल यू सी दे आर जस्ट सिटिंग एंड टॉकिंग अर्ली मॉर्निंग दे टेक दातन दातन आई डोंट नो व्हाट यू कॉल दैट व्हाट यू कॉल इन इंग्लिश देयर इज अ स्टिक फ्रॉम अ ब्रांच फ्रॉम अ ट्री एंड दैट इज देयर टूथब्रश They sit and do it early morning, 2 hours, that is the job, sitting out and freely spitting everywhere around. That's very beautiful. And talking also. Outside home. There's a special place where they sit and do all that thing. So relax. No job, much little work they do, they're very happy. Very happy. I tell my students, you know, I've got some students who come every day to learn from me. And we don't have holiday, every day morning evening classes. 7 to 8 morning and evening 7 to 8:30 like that. They come. They come to my class, attend the puja, afterward they do puja up to 9:30, and they go to work. Again they come back by evening class and go home. Sometimes they go home, eat and come for the class to sleep there. Anyway, so they do like this all the time. Can you do all this thing here? They've got jobs till they're free. Because everything is ready. You go home, food is ready. You drop your laundry, next day pressed and ready. You go to office, the car is ready, driver is ready. Does anybody do like that to you? Anybody? Nobody. Saab. Saab means what? Aye, saab, saab. And he'll keep the door open, you sit and run and sit in the car, and car is already started and takes you. Therefore, you feel they are what? Vimuktaha. They have got freedom all over. What a thing. They are not, they are nothing to even control them. Traffic lights also don't control them. No rules are there. Rules are there, but not for them. They are free guys. I was in the car. Somebody caught the police, caught this fellow, because the wrong time he crossed the road. Police called him. And he said, "What? Stand here." He ordered the police. He called some number and said, "Talk to this guy." He talked and then he said, "Okay, saab jaiye, jaiye." Why? Because he had talked to the police commissioner, he made him talk and he ran away. That's all. Do you have such freedom? Therefore, when you go to India, free. When you come to America, day you come, you have to report morning itself, correct? I feel like giving Nobel Prize to all people, really. The one thing you do, you reach today, and with the jet lag, you go to office. Abba, Siddha Purushaha. That's called. Here, bondage. India, what? Muktihi. Therefore, mukti is what? In time, correct or not? Huh? Yaha bandhan, vaha mukti. Vaha se bandhan, yeah, like that. Is the moksha in time? I know something non-eternal and become non-eternal? No. You are what? Beginningless, anadimat. You are param brahma. Natu aparam brahma. Param brahma is nitya shuddha buddha mukta swarupa. Satchidananda Gana, not Aparam Brahma. You are Parabrahma, always Param Brahma. And to make you more clear, na sat, na asat iti uchyate. Here comes the trick of the whole teaching. Our mind and senses has one big role to bring to the light whatever comes in front of it. I see something and immediately mind with the eye report to me rupa akara vrittihi, pushpakara vrittihi, ghatakara vrittihi. Therefore vritti means mind takes that form immediately and I say janami. One is called vritti vyapti. Other is called phalavyapti. I see this form in my mind, then there is a recognition, vritti vyapti there. This form has come to my mind. Oh, flower. Oh, animal. Oh, rabbit. We call what? I see, I recognize. Seeing, recognizing. Correct? Sometimes never recognizing, something unknown, I don't know. That's why I recognize it. So all the objects you don't know. But you see, but something you are confused, but that also you know I'm not very clear. It has some new object to me. Therefore, vritti vyapti bring the form and phala vyapti help me to recognize what it is. I hear a sound. Then I want to find what is that sound. That is called what? Vritti vyapti has happened, phala vyapti has to happen. Ah, that is the sound of auto rickshaw. Auto rickshaw in India, you know? Most unsafe vehicle. It is for reducing the population of India. Okay, that meant to be there. These are the vritti vyapti, phala vyapti. You put something in your mouth, vritti vyapti. What is this taste? Ah, oh, now I think Gujarati panda. That is called recognition. This goes to vritti vyapti, phala vyapti, vritti vyapti, phala vyapti. Going in my mind all the time. Janami. I know. By what? Vritti vyapti and phala vyapti. And all that areas, sat, I know something. There are objects which I don't know also. Not available now for my objectification. That is called not now available. All the flowers in the world are not here. Only this is there. They call asat also. Asat means that which cannot be objectified by my mind or senses. Sat is available for objectification of me or anybody else in this world. For any senses. Indra can see that elephant called what? Airavata. You can't see that. But for Indra's eyes, it is available. And special elephant. It came, it appeared, it is not born to any other elephant. It came from the churning of the Milky Ocean. Have you ever heard from milk, elephant comes out? That is only possible. You churn the milk and what comes out? Elephant. That is a special ocean full of that. It came from Airavata, appeared from this Kshirasagara and it was given to Indra. That is Uchashrava. Horse came from that, whose ears are going up, and that was given also to Devas. There was a Varuni also. All this happy hour thing also came out. That went to Asuras also. Now this all story I can talk for 1 hour is called what? Sat or Asat. It is not sat for us, but sat for somebody else, correct? But for me it is what? I can never see in this body that Swargam. But when I visit the Swargam, it will be what? Huh? Objectified. Now I know, oh, Swamiji was telling Airavat. Oh, I see, 4 tusked animal. White elephant, it is white also. India has got few, they call public undertaking. All these big things are there, they call white elephant. So they are there. Coal India, this India, all these things. Only you lose money. That's only for losing money they are there. Including Air India. So you got public undertakings. But this elephant when you sight, oh is what? Itam. This one thing is that na tatra that was anya deva viditam. Ato aviditam adi, anya deva. It is neither viditam as this, neither it is aviditam. It is not unknown also, neither known also. Whole story means not available for objectification. Swamiji, in my mind some big thing is happening, I got some flash. What is your flesh? I got special knowledge to give you. What is that? You are describing the barren woman's son, correct? The barren woman can be there. A barren woman's son can be there. A woman who never give birth to a child, they are called barren woman. And you are going to describe what? Na sat. Na asat is what? Vandyasutaha. Shunyam. Is it like that? Or you are talking about Nrishringa? Horn of a human being? Horn of the human being is Sat? No. Na Satiti. Can anybody else have seen? Na Asatiti. Therefore, Anadimat is what? Sashashringaha, Nrishringaha. No. It is not like that. Suppose what is totally non-existent, can you describe that? The height of the barren woman's son is 7 feet. Can I talk like that? What is totally non-existent, you don't require description for that. Yato vacho nivartante, even emotions are also only you see, nobody else is. Sakshi vedya. But then also, there is a vritti vyapti, your thought from memory, and that you see, you know this is the thought, that's also phalavyapti is there. But here is the thing we are talking is neither non-existent as a horn of a human being, neither available for objectification at a pot cloth, neither it is not available now, asat, or it is not there to objectify, but it is you. It is what? You. I, the consciousness, kshetragya. Kshetragya is neither sat, neither asat. It is me. Therefore, na sat, na asat iti uchyate. Now the question comes here. In the mind of a student, this typical question of a student, it must not be existing. If not sat or asat, may not be existing. Then he said, no. It is very much there. In all pratyaya, it is there. It is there in all vritti vyapti, it is there. As what? What is has an existence. What is not also is existence. This you have to understand. That existence given to Sat or Asat, both are not in Sat or Asat, it is always from Atma. It is always from awareness. I am, therefore this pot is. Pot is broken, clay is. Clay is broken, what? Danta powder is there. Even that is broken down, atom is. Therefore, is, never goes. That isness come from where? Sat pratyaya vihaya kim nasantaha. Without this sat me, nothing else is there. Therefore, to prove that all that is sat or asat has the existence because of me, the consciousness, that he won't bring sarvata, and very beautifully said, Sarvata Panipadam, Sarvata Kshishuror Mukham, Sarvata Shrutiman Loke, Sarvam Avritya Tishtate. That is the industrial word. Sarvam Avritya. Avritya means covering everything, pervading everything, given existence to everything. Tishtate. From the root stha, how lot of change happen, become tishta. Tishtati means gati nivruttau. That which never ever changes, modifies, moves, that is always same. Vikara varjitaha. Eka rasaha. I don't know how they translate in English. Ekarasa, homogeneous. Then I have to find a meaning for that also, okay? But the homogeneous means ekarasa or what? Ekarasa means it is always same. Therefore, he is going to say further, alupta drik. Alupta drik. Drik means drik swarupaha. Na luptaha. Your eyes are alupta or alupta, open and close. Mind, in the class it closes. So this is the way. So this everything has beginning and end, appears and disappears, and that which never appears and disappears always is all knowing, all knowledge, consciousness is alupta drik is me. That's what you want to prove here. Sarvam avritya kshetragyam sarva kshetreshu kshetragyam sarvam avritya tishtati. That is the thing, first sentence you have to understand that. And how does it sit everywhere? Then he said, giving three things to the whole world. It has a special shakti. Sarvatra sarva deha avayavatvena gamyamanaha. All the hands, all the legs, all the ears, all the mouth, everything is Brahman. How do I know that? Because of Maya. It creates all these things. And Maya is Trigunatvika. And with that Maya has the three powers which are inherent to the Maya. Not brought from outside. The three powers are Jnana Shakti, then Ichha Shakti, and what? Kriya Shakti. Therefore, Gneya Shakti Sadbhava Nimitta Svakaryaha. The Gneyam Brahma has this Shakti called Maya, and that Maya is what? Svakaryaha. It is very much in his effect. One thing you have to know, every effect has inherent in it the quality of its cause, correct? Therefore, whenever you want to see the in India, this all when they go to the market, they go to the fabric, they will do what? Why they do like that? They want to find out what type of cotton is there. If cotton is high quality, the cloth will be what? Fabric will be what? High quality, correct? Similarly, whatever the characteristics are there in the cause, it is in and through the effect. Therefore, they are there. Now the thing he says, Panipada Gneya Shakti Sadbhava Nimitta Svakaryaha. Your ears are, and they have got what? Capacity to hear. That is because of what? Brahman. And power like hand has what? Kriya Shakti mainly. Hands can do. And one thing you should be very, this is a scientific fact. No animal in this world has got such a developed hands. All the fine movements you can do. Imagine you and me for few hours without his hands, what will happen? Even Bhagavan Vishnu doesn't sit with a good hand because always holding Shakti Chakra Gada Padma. Hands are not free, poor thing. We are lucky at least free hand is available. Hand. Therefore Veda say, I am me hasto Bhagavan. All this work done all over the world, whose hands we do? Always pity the birds, you know. They want to eat something, they cannot catch up. The little leg also, they cannot do this thing. How we can pick up things and do different fine movement? This hand is the greatest creation, I tell you. Main thing is what? If you are working Kriya Shakti. Ears, eyes, Jnana Shakti. Mind, Ichha. Don't think my ears want something, no. Mind what? Ichha Shakti. Therefore, Jnana Shakti in the Jnanendriyani, Kriya Shakti in the Karmendriyani, and Ichha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, and Kriya Shakti, all three in the mind also. Mind can do job mentally. You will be surprised to know one thing about Pujya Swamiji. He said, don't follow me in certain area. When he was studying Paniniya Sutras, and any word you want to do Siddha, how this word is made, or from how you have to create a word, then you have to follow a lot of sutras. He said, I never took pen and pencil. I have to do everything in my mind. That is called what? Shakti. You have to know, more the person is composed together, he can do a lot of things. Where? Sitting here, all addition. In India, you know, if you go to any shop, it's a pakka kachi. Kachi means what? He's from certain area of Gujarat. They will never have pen and paper. If you buy 20 items, this is called $3.20, $3.15, like all these are there, and he will look at you and he's frozen as though 30 rupees and 15 paisa, will tell you. And if you don't do it again, then you know this fellow is a cheat. Okay? You always, he has calculated rightly, he knows it's 19 rupees, but he will what? Add, because he knows you are not good in mathematics. He will find out and do it also. But generally, I have seen, they all Gujarati know where they do. And I'm always surprised, very quickly they do it. With capacity, we have lost it, correct now? Mental. Mentally, kriya shakti. All your desire to come on rainy day, what? Lot of people did not join you. Why? Rainy day, how can you go to ashram? Because you are made up of sugar, we may. Okay. Dissolve. Ichcha shakti to desire. Pujya Swamiji gives number of days talk only on these three shakti. So listen. He says, these three powers are given to you. Use it totally. Don't have funny statement or funny idea like you should not desire. If you have appointment with the future, you will have disappointment. If you have, if you do some action only, what wrong results come or no result come. If you expect certain result, frustration comes. Therefore, to remove frustration, what do you do? Don't expect result or don't do any action, correct? If you have no action, no frustration. Therefore, to live stress-free life, you should do what? Don't desire. Don't do anything. What a nice. And you feel, wow, wow. Swamiji said after so many days, real thing today. This is not what we talk here, okay? And Swamiji gives example for that. Wrong thinking. Bhagavan has given you desire. Nothing wrong in that. And he says very clearly, Gita, dharma aviruddha kamaha ahamasmi. If it is not rubbing against the dharma, whatever desire you have got, that is called vibhuti of Ishvara. Somebody used the logic, same logic which I was talking, is wrong logic. If I got head, I get headache, correct? Therefore, if you don't have head, what? No headache. Therefore, you do what? Remove the head. What a nice idea, correct? If I relate, problem comes. Therefore, what? Don't relate to anybody. Mosquitoes will relate to you even if you don't relate. So it's not working out. This is all wrong thinking. You have got jnana shakti, power to know, explore, keep knowing. In America, one thing you can learn. One thing I have always feel in my life, which I am lacking, is I want to study in University of America. Really, I never did that thing. That was a great thing. Whenever I go to university to give talk, I say they are luckier than me. They are better than me. I want to study here. So much I have been used to study. And suddenly they change their mind, they switch the whole thing also. That's also freedom I have never seen in India. In India, study, and job, marry, children. That's all we got. We cannot even move like that. They won't allow you to move. Study with one. I take 6 months, easy. What easy? Only easy pass is easy, nothing else, go. That's what. When you are studying what? Studying. After studying what? Job. After job what? Their job start. Married. After marriage what? Multiply. That's all immediately. They never allow you to wait. All this thing, pakka. Jnana shakti. So much you can understand. I like one thing about the America. People are highly informed about everything. They are informed. That's very good. You should be informed. And if you are not informed, a lot of problems come to this country. I told you stories, you know. In Canada, I went for the first time. First time I came to this country, Canada. Vishnu temple I was living. And early morning, I found that all the priests will get, I should not have told name. They will get up at 8 o'clock. I never believed it. You know, 5 o'clock I was up and everybody is sleeping. And I saw a big parking lot. I said, wow, nice to go for morning walk. And all the doors, nice, you know, all glass. I said, very beautiful. I just opened the door and went out for a walk. Tap, 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 tap. Arati started. Arati means what? Alarm started. I said, why the alarm? What I did? And the police were, all people are up and everything. Then I understood, you are not, there is a what? Security alarm. Nobody gave me orientation and did this call ignorance, you have to pay for it. Then went for a walk. Somebody was accompanying me. He's a Gujarati Canadian person, okay? Indian. He asked me suddenly, Swami, I said, yes. Do you want to go to restroom? I said, don't you know, I've taken so much rest today. Why should I go and rest now? Then he laughed. Then he told me, restroom is this. Then I said, why do you give name restroom? Nobody goes and rest there. Why wrong name? Then I figured out, whenever you're restless, you go there. That's called restroom. So, if you don't know in this culture, you've got to know. One day, aerostress asked me one question. I was sitting in the, you know, there's emergency road. In the seat, I was sitting there. Chicago to here, I was coming. She thought I am a Swami, may not know reading English and all that thing. She came and asked me, did you read this instruction? And plane is already taken off, she's asking me. I said, do you want me to open door for you? If you want to jump, I can open. Okay, now? In the court of law, you cannot plead ignorance. You have got to know. Certain minimum thing you have got to know. See, we had a UNO meeting. Swamiji brought Swamis. I was working with Swamiji for that. I was supposed to be with them, but something happened. I dropped. All the Swamis were brought in UNO, the Hindu group. And they were kept. These Swamis had never traveled out of India. They came first time. And the Swami was in the lift, elevator. And Pujya Swami got in the lift. And the Swami was flabbergasted. What is happening, he is telling to our Pujya Swamiji. I am standing here, upar jata hai, niche jata hai, upar jata hai, niche jata hai. This goes up and down, I don't know how to get out from this. You have to know what? No. Therefore, Jnana Shakti is a must. Only in India, ministers can say, I did not know that you have to pay income tax. Only they can tell like that. But we have got to know. So much thing you can desire. What is, ambitious person is not a wrong person. Unless I don't cut corner, good. Look at Pujya Swamiji. If you look at his activity and what he thought to do, help people, help the humanity, is so much. You can do so much. A third thing is what? Kriyashakti. Whatever need to be done, do it all the time. Bhagavan thought Arjuna will fight. He was very happy. He changed his mind. I'm not going to fight. Bhagavan had to teach him. That is the next job he did it. Then Arjuna is ready. He started driving his chariot. So whatever to be done at that time. And Swami Akhandanji Maharaj, I like one thing about this. In this, he used to add one more thing, which is here also. He used to say, whatever you do should be right. Proper knowledge about that. Third thing, do it properly. And fourth thing is to say, do it happily. Always happily. Sabme apna sachidanand milao. You have to give a person who is thirsty, give one glass of water, is a good action, sat karma. When you give water, use all your knowledge to purify it, put right fragrance, kashaya, etc., and give this person right temperature also. And third thing is, give it happily, okay? You always ask from me only water.
You don't see anybody. You've got three children. Why don't you ask for mother's son? Always me. How many times I give you water? If you talk all that thing and frown at that person, Pio, this is not that way. Dicho, a Pio ne.
Is it the way? One thing we all should learn, do all that is done what? Happily. Driving the car, happily. Standing in the queue, at airport what? Happily, correct? Everything what security you're going through, happily. Flight is delayed by 3 hours. See it how? Nobody answers, nobody answers. There is no flight delayed. Why do you tense now only? If you see anything happening in India, some flood or anything, they show the photograph. People are what? There. Generally you say what? They're smiling. Amazing. They're smiling. One thing, learn happily. Ro ro ke bhi kar sakte, prasannata se bhi kar sakte. They'll call one thing here. He said, asti bhati priyam. Everything is there, asti is there, and it is dear to me, and all my knowledge is there. It is called asti bhati priyam. He brings all the thing here. I don't want to go more time. Lingani gneya sadbhave gneya seti upacharat uchyante. So in hands and legs, kriya shakti. Jnanendriyani, jnana shakti. And mana and buddhi what? Ichha shakti is from maya. It is present in his karya also. Sarvata panipadam tadgneyam. That akshara brahma or that anadi brahma is in sarva panipad, all hands and legs also. Sarvato, here one thing is said, very important vakya note. All hands, all legs, all ears is present with what? Shakha chandra nyayena sagunam nirgunasya vastunah gyapakam. See, he said, shakha chandra nyayena. There's a logic derived from our experience. Ubhaya paksha sambhita drashtantah. Any example given should be known to both the people and who talks also. Therefore, I give the beautiful example to use this thing. This the first, what do you call, second day moon, what do you call that here? Dritiya Chandrama, what do you call that? That is again you are giving it. English, there is second, no, second. Bijano Chandrama. It's so thin, beautiful, it's very beautiful. That is what Lord Shiva has on his head. Bijano, very, very crescent. That Chandrama, you won't see suddenly. Then somebody wants to see, I don't see. And there's a tree there. And he said, do you see this tree? Yes. Do you see this branch? Yes. Do you see above there another branch? Yes. Look between the two branches of this tree, and he saw that, and he could see what? Crescent moon. So, now tell me, whenever you have to see the moon, you require what then? A tree and the two branches. Then always look through that. It's not like that. This branch of the tree and the moon has nothing to do, correct? But still you use it, correct? But here they use for what? Shakha and the shakha means branch, and the tree you give up. And look at what? The chandrama, the crescent moon, that is helping. Similarly, all the activity of all the ears in all the body, all the eyes and nose in all the sharira, you look at them, and because of what they are functioning, that is called anadimat param brahma. Shakha chandra nyayena. Now shakha is what? Sagunam. Sagunam is what? Gunena sahavartate. Old word is what? Sagunam. Quality. Attributes are there. The branchness is there, treeness is there. the eye, earness is there. All this organ has its own attribute. But where you give them up, and because of what consciousness the eye see, in the perception there is a consciousness. Don't look at the perception. Just understand the consciousness. That is called kshotrasya kshotram chakshushaha chakshuhu. They become avenue for you to see it. Correct? Therefore, nirgunasya vastunaha jnapakam. Okay. Then he said, sarvata shrutiman shrutihi shravanendriya. Here the Tikakar adds one thing. The organ and its capacity to see and the object which it sees. All you can include in this thing. He said, Shruti mas loke pratinikaye, in each physical body, sarvam avrutya samprapya nikaya, means all the physical body, it is there. Now you can say, all the places in this world is pervaded by space. There is no place where space is not there. Correct? Nikaya tishtati nirvikarameva. All things in the world undergo change. Ears undergo change or not? Change started. Then one more step. You never hear anything. Dynamite, you see, you ask why the smoke is there. That's called your special person afterward. I had a very nice combination. Two deaf person met and they were trying to talk. Both are shouting at highest pitch. That's the thing. That is also there. He said they are undergoing change, not the consciousness. They undergo always change. Sarvam avrutya tishtati tatim nikaya nirvikaram eva. Remaining without motion, it is purnam, param, anantam. All changes happen in this anadimat param brahma, and itself does not undergo a change. Correct? Allow all changes to happen. Even it helps the changes to take place. Without its blessing, changes cannot take place, but itself does not undergo any change. That is you, okay? Don't think which Brahman, you are that Brahman, okay? Now he goes further. Sarvendriya guna bhasam. Asaktam sarva bhukchaiva. Nirgunam guna bhoktrucha. Upadi bhuta. I told you the word upadi last time very clearly. That which is in proximity and puts all its attributes to something else and make something else as though these attributes are intrinsic to it. That is called upadi. A red flower in the proximity of the crystal, the redness of the flower as though travel and go to the crystal, and crystal look red as though it is an intrinsic nature of this crystal. I think it is a red crystal. That is called upadi. The flower never went inside. Neither the redness went some change to become the crystal. There is no connection. Till redness belongs to the flower, crystal is clear, but still looks what? As though it has undergo change to become what? Red. That is called upadihi. Upasamipe stitva. Svyan dharman. Its own attribute. It puts in something else. Now here, except Atma, everything is upadi. Why? When Maya is upadi to this anadimat param brahma, everything born of Maya is also what?
upadhi to the Brahman.
In this example, all my hands and legs, all the bodies, all the vrittis of the mind, all the cognition in the buddhi, all are upadhi to this Brahman. And another thing, then why do you talk about upadhi? Why don't you talk about a crystal? Where the upadhi is, there also upahitam is also there. And I made a statement last time, wherever there is a mithya, what? There only satyam is. Why? Vikalpana niradishtan nahi hoti hai. Anything to superimpose, you require what? Some substratum. Without that, how can you have that thing? Therefore, here he makes a beautiful sentence here that upadhi bhuta pani padadi indriya adhyaropanagniyasya. All they are adhyaropit. One thing is that even you do superimposition of the red color on the crystal, does it become red? Thank God, it does not. Even this physical body is so close to the consciousness, eyes are so close to the consciousness, vrittis are so close to consciousness, I can't say close, it looks they are one only. Can there be a thought without consciousness? Can there be sight without consciousness? Can you hear a vakya without consciousness? Therefore, this all requires consciousness. At the same time, hearing, heard, the shabdaha, what called shravya, shravanam, shrota, darshanam, drashta, drishya, vachanam, vakta, all these triputis are there, three are there, seer, seeing, sin, hearing, heard, and what you heard? Hearer. All these three are there. All are changing. And the consciousness, look what, you also always make mistake. Who heard thing? I heard. Who saw that? I saw. With my own eyes I saw. Both eyes are cataract, okay? That also what I saw. Oh, it was very good. I tested. It was out of the world. Really, it was very good. Oh, I enjoyed it so much. Who enjoyed? Not the mind, your samskara. What type of you have got background according to you enjoy? What you enjoy, I don't enjoy. Correct? Therefore, people who can enjoy blue cheese, you are always wondering, how can you eat blue cheese, you know? You do pranayama looking at this, but you run away. Therefore, what this is purely samskara. And I have seen one thing very important. I go to houses to eat, you know. And there, I found one thing. Whatever husband likes, generally wife never likes all those things. All karam, all pickle urga, all full this side, and this person eats all the simple food without spices, without thing. This all totally, what he likes, she doesn't like. What she likes, he doesn't like. That's for, but why? What she enjoys, he can never enjoy those things. Because of what? What type of background you have got, correct? Enjoying is not in the object or the bhajis. It is where? Here. And the doctors are the worst animal in this world. If you are enjoying something very nice, French fries, they will give you big talk that time only, okay? French fries got this much quality. And this take 3 days to even get digested in your body. Now I am eating French, and this has all the thing, why they to tell? Afterward you can tell me, now why you are disturbing me? So you cannot enjoy, along with the doctor, never go to hotel, okay? You can go by yourself. I require some masala to talk, okay, that's all. One restaurant I went, in the restaurant menu card, they have mentioned all the prominent doctors' name and phone number also. So listen, the The taste is not in the food. The taste bud reports what is there. Upalabdhrutam. That's only upalabdhrutam. You enjoy it purely your samskara, your background. All that enjoyer, enjoyed, enjoying, what is there? Consciousness. Invariable consciousness. All this undergoes change all the time. Now I don't like. Now all this keep changing. It does not undergo change. Allow all the change to happen. That invariable, non-dual consciousness I am. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Brahma tattvamasi bhavaya atmani buddho. That is said. Now let us how. Sarvendriya gunapasam. Now na sat it is shown. When you say na sat, na tat, asat. All that you enjoyed. Eva martha sloka na sat it is shown here. How? Sarvendriya gunapasam. Sarvani cha tani indriyani. How many? Kshotradini. Buddhindriya karmendriyakhyani. Antakarne cha buddhi manasi. Gneya upaditva tulyatva. Very easy. When I see, you require mind and intellect. When I grasp something also, I require mind behind that. All the vyapara activity of organ of perception and organ of action are always supported by what? Mind and intellect. Therefore, these are the upadhi, indriyani, jnanendriyani, mind and buddhi also are considered upadhi dharma eva. They are also upadhi for consciousness. For that only is there antakkan upadhi dvarena eva sotradinam api upadhitvam. Therefore, consciousness should be first there, then only I can see. Consciousness should be first there, then I can hear. Now, Shankaracharya takes a pain to explain what mind and each organ of action perception does. I am not going to get into detail. He said, adhyavasaya, resolve, is a very big thing. See, mind brings different choices all the time. And buddhi's job is to what? Sometime opposite. I should wake up now or should wake up later. I should eat this thing or not eat this thing. I should go for class or what? Classes are whole year. Why should you go today? Okay. Like that, the mind. Bring two ideas. And I do what? Either sankalpa or vikalpa. One of the them, that is called buddhi nirnayaka adhyavasaya. Some people have little problem with that. They are always like this. And you should take a decision. They're called taking decision. Sometime, but suppose I'm wrong. Any decision you take should be right. Is it possible? That is called calculated risk, correct? They call calculated. You have to take risk. And whatever consequences come, I'm ready for it. That's called karma yoga. Here, adhyavasaya, sankalpa, shravana, listening, vachanadi, talking, avabhasate. This consciousness shines in all this activity, sarvendriya gunabhasam. All the indriyas and their vishaya are also lighted up by it. Guna abhasam is what? The eyes have a perception in that a form and its color also is lighted up. So upadhi and upadhi guna both are blessed by this consciousness. Therefore he said, first he shows Brahman appears in the form of upadhi. Now it shows that upadhi gunas are also lighted up by the Brahman. And he gives the example. This is from Brahadaranyaka Upanishad. Dhyayativa lalayativa. Atma as though meditates. And agitated. Now, whenever you are restless, I ask, who is restless? Answer will be what? I am restless. Then you are trying to become quiet and abiding mind, you want to do it. Then now I am what? Here they very nice word they say, relax. That is me. That is Sarvendriya Vivarjitam. Now it shows what? Satya and Mithya. All these are Mithya. Atma is Satyam. Mithya cannot, Anu Matrenapi, iota of it attribute also cannot touch what? The substratum. Therefore, he quotes the mantra from Veda. I find people are not interested in this any. They are thinking tea time is up and still Swami goes on. He says, Apanipadam. Now you have to go further. Sarva Karana Varjitam, Sarva Samslesha Varjitam. There is no place where they can meet. Where can the Mithya meet the Satyam? Come on, give me one area where they can meet. Asangaha nahi sajjate sarva sambandha shunyameva. It has no connection whatsoever. It is totally detached. Don't try to become detached, okay? You are already detached. Sarva bhrukchaiva. Same time, it supports everything. All activity supports. Therefore, when mind is functioning, awareness is present there. Without that, mind cannot function. Mithya depends on the Satyam. It sustains the whole creation being Adhisthana. Sarva Bhrucchaiva. As what is Asti Asti Pratyaya. Lastly, let me finish a little bit there. Or we can talk after Nirguna Nirguna Bhakti. After break, I'm sorry, a little run, a little more, 11:40. You can come back 10 minutes to 12, okay? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Namaha Hari Om.